We all know Kit Kat bars taste delicious, but what about how they sound? It's not just a catchy jingle. It's the satisfying crack of breaking off a piece of Kit Kat, followed by a crisp crunch. Oh, we forgot one other sound that accompanies Kit Kat bars, too. It's... or maybe it's more like... altogether, Kit Kat bars are music to our ears and yummy flavors to our mouths. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
You're listening to an OTT Play podcast, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play. List hai, toh hit hai.
List hai, toh hit hai.
Theme-based podcast.
The Prime Video original rom-com The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway and Nicholas Galitzine, has caught the internet in its mesh of complicated romance. Despite its familiar territory, the film's exploration of love and age gaps adds layers of both challenge and delight. It's a refreshing reminder that cinema has long been a platform for navigating the intricacies of relationships. So why not give it a chance? With plenty of insights to glean, there's something for everyone to take away from this engaging tale of coming of age and love. And with this, we present to you a list of more such films that will help refresh your memory and even take it up a notch. Let's get on with it. First up, did you know that Sofia Coppola's 2003 film Lost in Translation is inspired by her own marital struggles with Spike Jonze? The film portrays Scarlett Johansson's character Charlotte forming a unique bond with Bill Murray's Bob Harris, a fading middle-aged movie star in Tokyo, while her photographer boyfriend indulges in flirtations with a Hollywood actress. Against the backdrop of cultural displacement, the characters form a unique bond, defying conventional romance. Coppola's direction captures the essence of alienation and connection amidst Tokyo's vibrant chaos. With a modest budget and improvised filming, the film garnered critical acclaim, earning Coppola an Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay. If you haven't seen Lost in Translation yet, it's streaming on Jio Cinema. Moving on to the next one on this list, Carol is a 2015 romance film directed by Todd Haynes, based on Patricia Highsmith's novel The Price of Salt. Set in 1950s New York City, it follows the forbidden love affair between an aspiring female photographer and an older woman going through a tough divorce. Despite facing challenges in development, including financing and scheduling conflicts, the film was shot on Super 16mm film in Cincinnati, Ohio. Premiering at the Cannes Film Festival in 2015, Carol received critical acclaim for Haynes' direction and the performances by lead stars Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara. It garnered numerous awards and nominations, becoming one of the best-reviewed films of the year and earning praise for its portrayal of queer themes. If you haven't watched Carol, it's streaming on Lionsgate. Next up, The Lunchbox is a 2013 drama by Ritesh Batra featuring Irfan Khan and Nimrit Kaur. Produced internationally, it garnered critical acclaim and won the Grand Rail d'Or at Cannes. The story revolves around a mistaken lunch delivery connecting a lonely widower played by Khan and a neglected young housewife played by Kaur, leading to an unexpected friendship. The film's success marked it as one of Khan's highest-grossing Hindi films and earned it a nomination at the British Academy Film Awards. Premiering at Cannes and later at the Toronto International Film Festival, The Lunchbox captivated audiences with its heartfelt narrative and stellar performances. If you haven't seen The Lunchbox yet, do so. It's available for rentals on Amazon Prime Video. Moving on to the next film on this list, Nishabd is a 2007 Indian drama directed by Ram Gopal Varma, starring Amitabh Bachchan and Jia Khan. Inspired by American Beauty and Anokha Rishta, it follows Vijay Anand, the man in his 60s, played by Bachchan, a photographer whose life takes a tumultuous turn when he develops feelings for his daughter's friend Jia, played by Khan. Their innocent interactions escalate, leading to a shattering revelation witnessed by Vijay's family. The film challenges traditional views and successfully unravels the complexities of love and romance. Kusum Punjabi's screenplay and Amrik Gill's dialogues are crafted with precision and care, steering clear of any discomfort or voyeurism, and ensuring a thoughtful and nuanced exploration of the film's themes. If you haven't watched Nishabd yet, do so. It's streaming on Amazon Prime Video. Next film on my list is called Chini Kam, a rom-com directed by R. Balki, starring Amitabh Bachchan, Tabu, Paresh Rawal, Zohra Sehgal and Sweeney Khara, follows Buddhadev Gupta, a 64-year-old chef and owner of London Spice 6 restaurant, who falls in love with Nina Verma, a 34-year-old independent woman, but faces opposition from her Gandhian father due to their age gap. It premiered at the Cannes Film Festival and Leicester Square in May 2007 and hit theatres on May 25, 2007. Critics praised its direction, story, screenplay, dialogue, soundtrack and performances, not to mention that Tabu's award-winning for her role. If you haven't watched Chini Kam yet, do so. It's streaming on Z5. Next up, one more Bollywood film, Dil Chahta Hai. It's a 2001 Indian comedy drama marking Farhan Akhtar's directorial debut. It revolves around the romantic endeavors of three college graduate friends portrayed by Aamir Khan, Saif Ali Khan and Akshay Khanna. Set against the backdrop of Mumbai and New York City, the film explores their transition into adulthood and the complexities of their relationships with three women played by Preeti Zinta, Sonali Kulkarni and Dimple Kapadia. One of the romantic subplots involves a relationship between a young man and an older woman. Despite moderate initial box office performance, it gained widespread acclaim for its fresh storyline, direction, soundtrack and realistic portrayal of modern Indian youth. It received numerous awards, including Best Feature Film in Hindi at the National Film Awards. If you haven't watched Dil Chahta Hai yet, it's streaming on Netflix and Amazon Prime Video. Time now to look at the last one. The Reader is a 2008 German-American romantic drama directed by Stephen Daldry and based on Bernhard Schilling's novel. Starring Kate Winslet, Ralph Fiennes and David Cross, it follows Michael Berg, who as a teenager in 1958 has an affair with an older woman, Hannah Schmitz. Years later, Hannah faces trial for war crimes as a Nazi guard and Michael discovers her darkest secret. Despite the film courting controversy for its alleged glorification of a Nazi war criminal, Winslet won numerous awards for her portrayal of Hannah, while the film received mixed reviews for its handling of sensitive themes. If you haven't watched The Reader yet, do so. It's streaming on Amazon Prime Video. Well, that's all for this episode. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.
We all know Kit Kat bars taste delicious, but what about how they sound? It's not just a catchy jingle. It's the satisfying crack of breaking off a piece of Kit Kat, followed by a crisp crunch. Oh, we forgot one other sound that accompanies Kit Kat bars, too. It's... or maybe it's more like... Altogether, Kit Kat bars are music to our ears and yummy flavors to our mouths. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.